And joining us now here on site at our media tent in Oxnard is Jerry's right-hand man with the organization, his son, the heir apparent. We say good morning to Stephen Jones. How are you?
Put that on your head there.
It's on my head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good morning to you.
Well, good morning, Stephen.
My daddy, he owns the Cowboys.
Yeah. Right.
So you have to do what I say.
I don't know about that.
You, the big one, I want you to go fetch me some Gatorade.
Well, maybe after the interview I could get you some Gatorade.
You have to do what I say. Okay. Daddy, he owns the Cowboys.
Yes, we know that. That's why we had you on. You're part of the ownership group too, I guess.
My daddy just dropped me off to do this interview.
Oh, did he?
He's awaiting in the cart while I do some radio talking.
He dropped you off.
Well, all my friends at school going to be excited I'm getting to talk on radio.
Well,
can I give a shout out to Ranker Elementary Bobcats?
Okay, I guess so.
Shout out to Petey and Stu and Hangnail Johnny and Quick Hand Clara.
Okay.
They my friends.
Oh, that's nice. A lot of nicknames there.
Well, you think the organization will bounce back from last year's 4-12 season?
Daddy said we was going to the Super Bowl this year.
Oh.
I think he says that just about every year.
And I believe him because Daddy don't lie, except to Mama.
Oh, gosh. Man.
He also lies about Santa Claus. Cousin Jerry Jr. still believes.
Not your cousin Jerry Jr., because Jerry Jr.
That's right. Yeah, because in Jerry Jr. Daddy says if the offense stalls out again, I can call supplies.
Wow.
Oh, man, that sounds like a bad idea.
I'm excited because he usually don't let anyone but Spalding call the plays.
Spalding gets to call plays.
We're visiting with Stephen Jones, Jerry's son and heir apparent here on the ticket.
Daddy and Mama fight a lot.
Oh,
Stephen,
gosh.
You don't need to tell us about
don't
that.
Don't air that dirty laundry.
But they's nice. They always wait till 2:30 in the morning when the kids are asleep before they do the fighting.
We don't want to hear about that.
One of these days, Daddy's going to pass away to Jesus.
Well, we all are. Yeah, we all are, Stephen.
Die someday, I guess.
And then I'm going to be the manager of the Cowboys.
Oh.
I'm going to make myself a quarterback and go to the Super Bowl playoffs.
Super Bowl playoffs.
Make yourself.
A lot of things weird about that sentence.
In my mind,
uh-huh.
You gotta have what Daddy says is positivity.
Right.
It's a big word he got out of the dictionary book.
He does like to talk about positivity.
Daddy built me a room at the Star.
He did.
Yeah, I can even ride my bike in it. It's so big.
Oh, that's nice.
I got an Xbox, and out one window I can see the practice field.
Uh-huh.
And out the other one I can see the meat casino.
Well, y'all talk about that meat casino a lot.
They have enchiladas there.
Yeah, they do.
They do.
Daddy lets me eat two of them, but not three, because if I eat three, I get the diarrhea.
Oh, okay.
Not always.
Did y'all like the media party the other night?
Yeah, it's
I
fun.
Hope you did.
Yeah,
I hope you did very much.
We saw you there the other night.
When Daddy weren't looking, I dipped into his Johnny Walker Blue.
Oh, uh-oh. You're too young for that.
Made me feel a little funny in my noggin.
Did it?
Yeah, made me walk like I had a shovel hit or something. I threw up all over Roosevelt.
Oh, man.
Daddy wouldn't let him clean it off, neither.
Oh, gross.
To keep him humble.
That's terrible.
Daddy tells me funny stories every day when he catches a salmon. He catches salmon every day.
Yeah. Everybody's finding out about that.
I got to go ride on Coach Garrett's shoulders. Bye.
Bye.
There goes Stephen Jones with us here at training camp.